We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I don't know if you saw the official announcement. Zach Taylor, Bengals head coach, who is itching to get fired. I mean, he is pushing this every day, announced that Joe Burrow in starters will play multiple series this Thursday night in the Bengals preseason opener, and then they're going to play more in game two versus the Commanders, and I think this is the dumbest stinking thing I've ever seen.
So we're starting to get more and more of this, right? Anthony Richardson and that duel in Indianapolis
now,
with Daniel Jones.
They both stink.
How about the idea that today came out, Minnesota and Kevin O'Connell, is like J.J. McCarthy is going to play a bunch in that very first preseason game.
Also dumb. He's coming off a knee injury. He had some injuries at Michigan. Stop.
I mean, this is the new trend, it feels like, for this season. I don't know if it stays the trend. Maybe it takes J.J. McCarthy being injured on the field for this to all of a sudden turn back over. But when it comes to the Bengals, they started slow, typically, in each of the past couple years. Joe Burrow is basically, Zach Taylor has looked at him like he doesn't exist for the first 4 weeks of the season. I don't hate it, but if I was Joe Burrow, I'd be like, what's the point?
I've wanted to get to this godforsaken topic since Zach Taylor first said the stupid thing into the microphone over 10 days ago, where he's like, we're going to play a lot in the preseason. I'm like, you got an injury-prone quarterback. Your problems have been not just the slow starts, but been how you've maybe started slow.
That's the biggest part.
Like, stop
trying to force the run game when you have Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, and T. Higgins.
But I'm not going to be able to have this conversation now because Mary Kay Cabot of Cleveland.com just put out a story saying Browns quarterback Shedeur Sanders is expected to start Friday night's preseason opener against the Panthers. Sources say, are you satiated?
Yes, this is exactly what I was asking for. Yes, thank you, Mary Kay. Like, this is... It's not faith completely restored, but it's the idea that the Browns understand that every rep that Tyler Huntley makes is a wasted rep on Friday night. And if Shedeur Sanders plays three quarters, if he plays into the fourth quarter, you're getting him experience, you're getting him opportunities, and that should be the point of the preseason game. That's a great development.
Or maybe this is more development that the Cleveland Browns, who have told everyone that Shedeur isn't ready to have the basic nuances of the quarterback position, maybe they've been fibbing. Right? I mean,
if you want to take it that way, I'm not going to sit here and say you're wrong.
You've gone from the kid cannot get first team reps to now he's going to start a preseason game. What's the old Boers and Bernstein bit? Who you crapping?
Who you crapping? Yeah. Who you crapping? 5 o'clock on Thursdays.
All right. Which one am I to believe here? The guy that apparently can't, like, has mush mouth when it comes to, you know, X right wing nut banana 259er like that, but can't get that out.
You almost went spider Y2 banana with this, the little Gruden action.
I was just trying to think of as many words to string together because that's how basic mostly every NFL play call sounds. I just think it's funny. Like, this is the Browns having their cake and eat it too. He's not ready. He's got all the reps on Friday.
I would have been convinced they didn't know what they were doing with Shedeur if they didn't go this route. And so I'm happy they're at least showing Shedeur enough respect to be able to be given an opportunity. And then they have the right read on it. Again, he's not taking anything away from Dylan Gabriel. He's not playing. Kenny Pickett's not playing. Like, this is the right thing. Tyler Huntley will not be on this roster 3 weeks from now. Every rep he takes does not matter. Shedeur Sanders is the only quarterback that is healthy and that matters for this preseason game. game. Give him an opportunity. Let him look good. Or if he's absolutely sinks, that's okay too. But you have to give him a chance. And so I like that they're at least doing that.
So we have a little update within Mary Kay's story. One, she says the Browns have signed Tyler Huntley, but he'll most likely come in off the bench to relieve Sanders. So, by the way, it said, but he'll likely. So, again, a little wiggle room here. And it said Sanders will likely to get first snaps with the Browns starting offense in a joint practice on Wednesday against the Panthers. To this point, he's only gone against the Browns' first team defense for a total of 4 snaps on day 7 last week. So that this is where my part of this is satiated. If you were going to start him on Friday, you needed to give him first team reps on Wednesday.
I like that.
The fact that they're doing that, I mean, you'd be forced into doing it.
It is the Shaweek.
So this is.
This is it. This is where we go.
Is this what you've been hoping for?
This is all Shador Sanders could have asked for and then some. But to the people that like RG3 last night suggesting that the Browns are just ruining Shador and they're killing every opportunity he has and this and that. Like, no, this is the opportunity. And by the way, tip of the cap to Shador Sanders on this one. He has done a great job of not only being a good teammate, but he's impressed day in, day out. He's earned this opportunity, Nick. Congratulations to Shador Sanders.
I rolled my eyes.
You worked your butt off. You got to where you needed to get to. Now you have to continue on. There's no free handouts around here. Your back's against the wall to begin with anyway, but you got to force them to continue to give you opportunities. He's done the first part. Now have a great Wednesday, have a great Friday, and let's keep this thing going.
All right.
Let's keep this thing going.
Do you have pom-poms?
Let's keep this thing going.
Do you have the skirt that comes with the cheerleading outfit?
Listen, I'm excited the Browns didn't let me down, okay? I'm excited the Browns did. I really thought the Browns were going to let me down.
You know,
and they were going to prioritize Tyler Huntley snaps over giving Shador Sanders a real opportunity.
You know, there's still,
that would have been disastrous.
You know there's still time for that, right?
That would have been disastrous.
If Shador plays one Shaceres or one Shakorter.
If he plays one Shaceres, I am going to. You won't want to hear me on Monday.
Shasnap?
I'm gonna shasnap. I'll lose my mind. Or if they do the thing on Wednesday where he does the joint practice, and then they're like, "Ooh, well, guess we got to change our plans on Friday." I'm going to lose it. But it's good. This is a good step for the Browns. This tells me that they're at least giving him a fair shake. They're giving him a chance because the people that were suggesting last night that Tyler Huntley was going to start this game and Tyler Huntley was going to have more opportunities than Shador.
I mean,
that's not fair to anybody.
I believe Mary Kay said she would start Snoop Huntley on Friday.
Well, you make me go up against the Hall of Famer now?
Yeah, I think so.
How rude of you was that conversation?
Up until 4 hours ago, that was where I think we were with the Browns until this Mary Kay Cabot report.
It's not likely that I enjoy being on the same side as the Browns. Because the Browns historically just get these things wrong. But I'm happy that at least in this instance, the Browns and myself saw eye to eye in that Tyler Huntley can't possibly be taking reps. Because every Tyler Huntley rep is just a waste, in my opinion.
216-474-0092. Shador Sanders expected to start Friday night's preseason opener on the road versus the Panthers. Mary Kay Cabot is reporting at Cleveland.com. Tyler Huntley will be the backup. We don't necessarily know how much Shador is going to play versus Tyler Huntley. And I think Mary Kay does kind of leave it open to the importance of tomorrow's reps for Shador to kind of build forward. Do you agree with this decision to start Shador on Friday? More on that in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.